sports fans, it's time to come together at Abby's Pizza for a legendary hour with your caveman football team. We're eating legendary pizza and talking all things caveman football. Presented by the Insurance Lounge, your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs. Stop by for your free quote. Insurance Lounge. Insurance simplified.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Caveman Quarter here, courtesy of our good friends at the Insurance Lounge, sponsored by Abby's Pizza tonight. And let's see, good friends, Abby's got a couple of locations here, the Beacon Drive and, of course, out on the Williams Highway. And if you're looking for a caveman-sized dinner tonight with caveman-sized savings, Abby's Bacon and Bacon Cheddar is on sale for only $26.99. Now, that's got loads of Canadian bacon, country bacon, and real cheddar cheese, and it'll feed a bunch of football players. There's no question about that. More football players coming in as we speak, but we've got Coach Kennedy here with us. Coach, congratulations. You're undefeated. First win as a head coach. How's that feel?
You know, it feels great. It was a heck of an environment to open up. Kind of my run as a head coach, and I couldn't ask for really, obviously, a better outcome, but also just the performance those guys gave and the effort they put out on the field Friday night, I was super proud of.
Right. Well, you're certainly no stranger to Friday night lights at Mellinger Field and the excitement there, but in this position where you're the one in charge suddenly, how different was that?
Well, you know, honestly, it was probably late third quarter when I finally at one point kind of peeked around and saw, wow, there's a lot of people here tonight. And besides prior to that, I was just kind of in the zone. I mean, I've called offense before. It felt pretty comfortable, to be honest.
All right. What did you like, besides the score, what did you like about the game?
I challenged our guys. Our theme for the week was clear the mechanism and tune out kind of all the distractions that come with opening night, arch rival, you know, all of those things, and just play solid, disciplined caveman football. And we talked about it on Monday when we met with the players. That was perfect effort. Not such perfect execution, but I couldn't ask for harder effort that was also controlled. Penalties were at a minimum. We played a really clean football game.
All right, well, let's start early in the game when suddenly Mr. Traylor's flying down the west sideline there, and Rosetta just dropped a pass right in his hand, and he went, what, 80 yards and just got stopped shy of the... Was that in your game plan all along, or did it just happen?
No, it was in the game plan. We script our openers and had it in the plan on play two to take a shot and see if we can get behind him and kind of give James, as a sophomore, it's like, all right, we're gonna give you a shot right off the bat to go out there and make a play. And the coverage gave us the look we wanted, and Jordan was on time with the throw, and it was a great, exciting way to get things started. Unfortunately, we stalled and didn't get in the end zone on that one, but it was a big kind of, I think, probably breath of relief a little bit that, hey, there it was. Hey, we can do this right off the bat.
All right. Did you catch the Black Tornado sleeping a little bit? Were they not ready for that?
You know, I mean, it looks that way. I think early in the game, you never know exactly, but trying to capitalize on some first game nerves with a deep shot was what we were looking to do.
I made the observation early in the game that, golly, North Medford looks lethargic. They were moving slow. There was no excitement on their side. And I don't know if it was lethargy or confusion or exactly what it was, but I've never seen a Black Tornado team that flat.
Yeah. And that's not something I necessarily observed. I saw, and not because I was focused obviously on what we're doing on our sidelines. What stood out to me early, and we talked about it, I think last week, was that summer conditioning paid off. And there was a team that was clearly in better shape and in better condition. And our kids took a lot of pride in that because they really did put in a lot of effort throughout the summer to get themselves into that spot.
Okay. You moved the ball well early, certainly in the first quarter and about halfway through the second quarter. And then you seemed to stall. Take me through that series.
Well, I mean, when we go back on film and we talked about it, it was a lot of just execution mistakes on our part. A handful of running the wrong route and on a third down in which there's a first down there to be had, but we're not in the right spot. And that comes, again, with kind of first game for a lot of different guys. And we're a team that we talked about all season long. We have really explosive playmakers. So rhythm is going to be hard to come by. It's going to be boom. And, you know, those 8-9 play drives are going to, where you kind of feel like you're getting momentum and you're getting a rhythm. Those are honestly probably going to be few and far between because we have such explosive playmaking ability.
Speaking of explosive playmaking capability, Brett Kittle's catch. Laid out just point on the 2-yard line, something like that.
Yeah.
Just an incredible catch. And it brought that fans to life.
Yeah, that was a huge play and really the cap to a huge couple, 3 or 4 plays in a row. North had just scored to make the game somewhat competitive, and our offense had had a couple of stalled possessions in a row and went out there, handed the ball to Trayton Powers, and he busted through, created no hole into a 30-yard gain, another run, and then finally what we like to do is kind of get him set up for a throw and put the ball out in the corner, and Brevik is going to go get that football and made a heck of a play down on the 1-yard line, and we punched it on the next play.
Oh, looky here. A bacon, and cheddar pizza has just been delivered to us. Look at that.
Looks delicious.
Thank you, dear. Oh, we'll pass this around a little bit. Those gentlemen over there, if they want to jump into it. Coach, you want to grab one?
Will do.
Engineer, you want to...
Yeah, I'll
get there. All right. Incidentally, once again, folks, that is on special tonight. $26.99 for this size, and we'll feed a lot of people with that one. It is good. Now, were we talking about football before?
Yeah, back to football.
All right. Then the halftime came, and North Medford came out with a little more pizzazz. Looks like they'd made some adjustments, and basically... I'm not saying shut down your running game, but you really had a problem getting your running game going, did you not?
We did, and again, and having coached long enough, I knew that those were miscues on our part. A missed blocking assignment, and or on a couple times, they just had the perfect stunt called right into a counter, and we're pulling, and they're sending a guy to a gap, and that's why when we came back out and got that drive going, it was with 2 runs in a row. And we had talked, like, we're not going to shy away from the run. It is there. Don't be a prisoner of the moment. And our guys can do it. And we've got a back that can do it. And so we managed to break a couple big ones late and really weren't doing anything different other than picking up the right guy on the assignment and catching them in the right call.
Right. Well, certainly later in the game, a couple of little holes opened up and Powers powered through them. And he's not only fast, he's powerful.
He really is. I mean, deceptively so, because he's not a super big guy, but he runs with some tenacity, and he's pretty determined to not let one guy bring him down.
Okay. Take me into the fourth quarter here, because it looked like it was up for grabs, and the momentum all belonged to the North Medford Tornado. And you took it back and won the game. Tell me about those last few series.
Well, you know... It comes back to the series I was just talking about with a couple of big runs in the throw to Brevik that gave us some momentum back. But we talked, I mean, really, we talk all season long, but we talked all week that this is going to be a 60-minute game. We're not going to look at the scoreboard. We're just going to make the next play. And when that horn sounds, we'll look up and we'll worry about what it says. And to the boys' credit, you know, I mean, instead of getting tense and nervous, we just calmly went out there and executed and gave ourselves a cushion again and then let our defense, which was lights out all night long. I mean, that was great K-man defense, kind of finished that thing for us.
Oh, that was a nice thing I was going to ask about. Defensively, you really held what has been a high-scoring team to a low score in your series opener. What are you most happy about with your defense?
You know, our emphasis all season or all off season was discipline, wall a line of scrimmage, spill the ball to the sidelines, and tackle low. And a couple of those things had been issues last year. We tackled a little bit high, and we didn't really wall the line of scrimmage and allowed gashes right up the seam. And against a big physical tailback and a really talented quarterback, we have their touchdown came on a real short, bad snap on a punt that gave them a ton of momentum, and then a couple of deep balls very late in the game. Beyond that, we felt like we had total control of that game defensively.
And looked like, from our vantage point, it looked like they had 2 weapons, the quarterback and the running back. Barring that, I didn't see any threats at all from them.
Yeah, and I think they do have they have weapons, and I think as the season goes on, that's a good football team, and they're gonna have some successes. We match up really well at those skill positions, and had a really great game plan, and so week one we got what we expected offensively from them, and a lot of the plays they were running multiple times are what we had practiced repeatedly, and you saw us timing up hits right as the ball was getting to wide receivers because our kids had kind of bought into the game plan and knew it was coming.
All right, so they were ready for it. All right, I've asked you what you liked about both the offense and defense. What didn't you like? I guess another way to ask that is what have you been working on this week?
You know, the game of football is always about being more physical. And again, while I feel like we stood up to that physical challenge against a pretty big North Med team, defensively we've worked on our physicality, getting off blocks, and offensively it's an execution thing. It's six or seven plays where we can pinpoint drives getting stalled because we're not executing the basic stuff that we know how to do. So we're really kind of back to basics on execution on offense this week and getting off blocks physically on defense.
All right. Everybody come out okay? Any nagging injuries? Are we healthy?
Yeah, we're as healthy as you're going to be after a physical football game on a Friday night.
After a physical football on a Friday night. Okay, so we got some bumps and bruises.
Yeah, I mean, there's kids that are feeling it. They woke up knowing they'd played a football game for sure.
they weren't lining up against their teammates this time. All right. Coach, we're going to talk about what's coming up next for you. But first of all, we're going to pause on our coverage here. We'll be right back after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to 6 hungry people. That's A-plus value, toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary bacon bacon cheddar pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Caveman Corner here on KAJO Radio, coming to you live from the Beacon Drive Abbey's Pizza. Head Coach Kennedy is here with us talking about what happened last Friday night and what's going to happen tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. So let's kind of set the scene for you. You're on the road for the first time this season, and it's a long road. It looks like it's one game home, one game away, one game home when you start to look at the schedule. But we're traveling to Willamette High School tomorrow. Willamette's pretty well respected around the state. They're ranked 5th in the coaches' poll, so they're getting a lot of respect. They handled South Medford pretty handily at Spiegelberg. I think it was 34-7, the final score there. So what do we know about this Willamette football team?
Well, what we know is they're returning to 6A after about an 8 or 9 year stint down in 5A. Their last stint here, they had struggled, so they dropped down to 5A last year.
They still had the enrollment, but with a bad schedule or with a bad record, they were allowed to drop.
Yes, yeah, exactly. 6A and every other sport but football, that ability to petition to play down. And they'd done that for a handful of years, and last year got a new head coach. In fact, the former Sheldon head coach switched over to Willamette. A couple of kids went with him. A few more of them joined again this year. They had a great year last year in 5A. I think went 8-1. And then that, if you make the playoffs, you're forced to move back up into the division you belong. So they're back in 6A this year. So not a ton of experience with them specifically. We have one game film of them, that against South Medford. And so there's still some uncertainties or some unknowns about what exactly we're going to see. But what we know we're going to see is is about as talented a team, a collection of individual players, as you're going to see in the state, most likely.
All right, what kind of offense are they going to throw at you?
They're shotgun, single back, and they'll kind of rotate between just a typical spread, twins, trips, formations, but then they also have two real big physical kids that they'll put in as wings and a tight end and a wing, and use them as kind of physical blockers as well.
All right. Their quarterback, a sophomore this year, is already getting some headlines. What can you do to him? Can you contain him? What do you want to do with him? Force him out of the pocket? Keep him under control? What?
I think kind of a similar game plan to last year. He's a pretty mobile kid. He's got a good arm. But as a sophomore, he's still, you know, you just typically assume sophomores are going to have some nerves. And if you can put the ball in his hands and let's see if he can go out there and make the plays that he needs to against our disciplined secondary to win a game.
On top of that, in order to really contain him, don't you have to control the running back or the running game also?
Yeah, I mean, it in the end, we got to be able to take away the run and try and make him as one-dimensional as we can. He's an athletic kid. He's going to move around. North Med kid, very similar last week. He was tough for us to sack, and he extended plays with his legs, but we did a really good job on the back end of not letting guys get open, and it didn't hurt us. And so similar game plan this week is if we can force that guy to extend plays and then see what his decision-making is like in situations like that.
All right, we've talked about what's happening with us, and we've described your team as talented but young, and those same adjectives could be applied to this Willamette team. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely. You look at their roster, they are... they've got a handful of sophomores that are starting for them. They've got a bunch of juniors that are key contributors for them, and then they got a handful of seniors that are real good football players as well. But their future looks pretty bright as well.
All right, how do we match up speed wise?
I think we feel pretty good. Again, we got speed on our team in a variety of different positions, and so. And we recognize they've got, I mean, we're going to see more speed this Friday than we did last Friday at just about every position that we're going up against. But at the same time, speed is something that we take a lot of pride in. So
all right. Let's say the speed neutralizes each other. Then next comes that next football situation. Looks like they're bigger than we are. Look at their roster. They've got some big boys.
They got some very big boys.
All right. Is that a factor sometimes? These big boys are just big.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly, I mean, if you're just looking on paper, you'd rather see the 270 than the 230. But until you're under fire and you're midway third quarter and your conditioning is on the line, it's hard to say what kind of advantage size gives you until you're in a situation like that.
Any idea what kind of defense they're going to throw at you?
Well, I mean, the challenge for us is, and we do this all season long, we play a team right after they played South Medford. And South Medford runs a pretty distinct two-back run-based offense. And so what we're always going to see is how teams have prepared to stop South Medford and then have to try and infer what their game plan will be against us that runs a slightly different thing. At the same time, they're four-man front. They didn't blitz once. They played the whole game against South Med, no blitzes, because they can generate pressure up front with just four.
Didn't need to blitz, did they?
No. They can generate pressure with their D-line. And again, South Med was not airing the ball out a ton. And so they sat in a 4-2 defense and stuffed the run and forced some scrambles and rollouts from the quarterback.
All right. Knowing that's coming, have you adjusted your game plan?
Yeah. I mean, we have a game plan that is doing our best to a combination of attack them right where they're strong, but then also make those guys run a lot. Our goal is to make them chase our speed across the field all night long and see if we can tire them out.
Your offense starting with Rosetta, if they really corralled South Medford, we going to be moving Rosetta more? Is he going to be more mobile? Are we going to see some quick outs? What do you expect?
Our goal is to get the ball out of his hands quick. We've got the ability to max protect a little bit if we need to. But their speed at the line of scrimmage is such that we don't really feel like moving them a ton gains us an advantage. We have the ability to do it, and it's in the game plan, but let's get the ball out to our weapons fast.
Just looking at some of the notes that we've seen coming out of the South Medford game, they appear to have certainly a talented offense. Can you contain their scoring, keep them under 30, 35 points or 20 points?
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
Again, on film, it's tough. We've seen they ran a pretty vanilla offensive game plan, but they had touchdowns scored by four different guys. They returned a punt for a touchdown as well. So they had four offensive touchdowns. South Med is traditionally a pretty tough physical defense, and there were moments where they looked like that. And then the playmaking ability kind of got the best of South.
All right, so used term for your team as explosive. Is that what we're looking at, Willamette?
Yeah, I would say that's probably too. There was not a lot of long drives by Willamette. When they scored fast.
All right, now, here's the big question. Can you score on them?
We'll find out.
No, Coach. It's yes, absolutely we can score them. The key is, can we outscore them?
Yeah. Yep.
And do we expect a high-scoring game? Or are we seeing 35, 40 points by each team on the board? Are we seeing 40 points total on the board? Do you have a feel for that?
I don't necessarily, right? And similar to last week going into North Med, I think the expectation might have been an offensive shootout, and yet it ends up being a 14-10 game in the fourth quarter. And high school football has a funny way of not being as predictable when it comes down to how things are going to match up, especially early in the year when your ability to game plan for an opponent is kind of limited, where offenses are still getting their feet underneath of them. And so I could see it going either way tomorrow night. I could see it being high scoring both ways, or I could see both defenses kind of bowing their backs and making it tough.
First road game of the year. Doing anything different? What are you doing to? And I know you've talked about focus an awful lot with this group and make sure that they leave all the hoopla behind them when they take the field. What are you doing to keep that focus right on the road up, on the 3-hour ride up there, and going up against a pretty good football team?
Yeah, this happens to be our shortest bus trip of our five games this year, so we are road warriors. We have a game or a pregame routine that we're going to stick to. We'll stop on the way up, have a pregame meal, do a quick walkthrough, review some special team stuff. Our goal is to get there with plenty of time to go through our normal, the same routine that we would do at home, just doing it up on the road.
Will you stop along the way?
Yeah, we'll hit one stop along the way and grab something to eat.
All right. Whereabouts if folks want to follow along with you? or do you have that planned?
That's our little secret.
Oh, okay. All right. We won't pry that. Now, first real football weekend of the year. Just got by us here, and I know it's a little early to talk about this, but we come out, the Grants Pass Cavemen are undefeated so far, and Sheldon has one loss, and... What do you see happening in this conference yet? Is it still too early to tell, or is there a surprise out there?
Yeah, I think it's still too early to tell. I mean, Sheldon's one loss against the number one team in the state.
Lake Oswego.
And
pretty one-sided.
It was pretty one-sided, yeah. And Lake Oswego had just done pretty much the same thing to South Medford the week before. So, one game. I mean, there was some interesting North Salem beat South Salem, which was and scored 50 points. That was kind of surprising. But there's still a lot. You need a few games to kind of compare scores. And then, once again, especially in high school football, who's healthy at the end and what injuries deplete which teams. So it's still way up in the air as far as how this thing shakes out.
All right, well, we've talked about this before, but and it was evident finally in the fourth quarter last Friday night that conditioning seemed to pay off. Yeah, looked like you out-conditioned them and then outplayed them in that fourth quarter completely. That's what you're really staking is your conditioning is still that strong?
I believe so. You know, I believe we condition almost every day at practice, and what was cool to hear from the players that at one point North Med had a lot of kids cramping up and going down, and our kids kind of mumbled to themselves, well, maybe conditioning is worth it.
Yeah, we commented on that there in the second half, they had a lot of people going down, some several times, And that's just from conditioning, not ready for the heat and the contact.
Yeah, I think that common, and that's typical first game stuff, because a lot of times, no matter what you've done, you haven't exerted that hard for that long, and kids have a hard time. And we had a few kids dealing with cramps as well. I mean, that's typical first game stuff.
I think we saw Traylor go down with a cramp once.
Powers, very last play of the game, basically, was and yet he was a workhorse all night long, playing both sides of the ball and playing both sides of the ball hard. So it would make sense that he was pretty gassed at the end.
All right. We know going in, looking at your depth chart, that you were using a lot of players going both ways. That's still going to be the game plan?
Yeah. At this point, I mean, we're still developing depth, and as guys kind of prove themselves, then they're going to get opportunities to go out there, knowing that if we can spell some of our, especially big guys up front, that's to our advantage. And kids are stepping up in those roles too. So we may be able to get a few breathers for some of our line, but we're starting the same group.
So did anybody step up and surprise you? And you know, suddenly this one player is going to get some more playing time.
Not necessarily. I mean, we were pleased with the performance of a lot of different guys, but not necessarily surprised by any.
Okay, so nobody really gained any extra playing time, but you're happy with what's happened.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Going forward, any long-term goals right now, Coach? Just win the next one?
Again, Coach speak, but no, we're just going 1 week at a time, and you make off-season goals, which this year we didn't necessarily get a chance to do because I didn't come in until kind of, we really got started with the kids in April. But you can set those goals in the off-season, but when it comes down to in-season, those long-term goals can become distractions, and it's really just focusing on what you can do today to get better.
Just the next game and being better than before.
Exactly.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Caveman Corner here. We've been talking with head coach Matt Kennedy about last Friday's game and tomorrow night's contest with Willamette. Stay tuned. We've got more to come right here on the Caveman Corner. You're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon.
All right, what do we got next?
Kellen?
Evergreen Federal Bank, serving our community and serving you locally. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
99.7 and 1270.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump remembers the lives lost in the 9/11 terrorist attacks and conservative activist Charlie Kirk, who was shot and killed at Utah Valley University on Wednesday. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports.
Remembering the lives lost in the terror attacks of September 11th, 2001, President Trump gave tribute to a loss close to home.
I will soon be awarding Charlie Kirk posthumously the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
The search continues for the gunman. The number of Ebola cases are on the rise in Central Africa.
The number of suspected Ebola cases in the southern Congo province of Kasai has more than doubled in a week, with suspected cases in the region jumping to 68. That's according to the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Fox's Tom Graham. America's listening to Fox News.
When deciding where you want to spend your golden years, it's important to look for an environment that fits your needs. Are you independent, need some assistance, or maybe you're one to go out and have fun as often as you can? Countryside Village is the place for you. Newly remodeled in 2024, they have studios, apartments, and cottages in independent living, as well as several apartment options in assisted living, plus memory care with 20 private rooms. The campus at Countryside Village is full of so many things to do. They have a pool, 9-hole putting green, a cafe, pool tables, even shuffleboard. Enjoy lots of daily activities, trips, and the bus is always on hand to get you to doctor's appointments, scenic drives, or even to go shopping. Monthly, the first and third Tuesday, they open their putting green to the public, and the first Wednesday of each month, they have a memory care support group. Call 541-291-5595 for more information. Retirement living at its best at Countryside Village.
You've tracked that trophy buck for a year, and there he is, barely looking over the brush, about 200 yards out. Good thing your optics are top-notch. That new Leupold Scope Black Flag Armory installed gives you the detailed look you need to make the right decision. You know, at the start of hunting season, there are tons of new scopes now available at Black Flag, along with all the accessories to make your hunt or outdoor adventure truly rewarding, including cases to protect that valuable piece and cleaning equipment to keep it pristine. You'll find slings, suppressors, even that new rifle you've been dreaming about. Hard-to-find ammo, too, including .308, 6.5 Creedmoor, .06, and 300 Winchester Magnum. Of course, Black Flag is really more than hunting. You'll find all the information you need for everyday carry guns, both new and pre-owned, and accessories from Black Flag's knowledgeable staff. Easy access and free parking make Black Flag a great stop on Redwood Avenue just in front of the Cedarwood. Good hunting to you from Black Flag Armory.
Oh, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Caveman Quarter coming to you live and direct from the Beacon Drive, Abby's Pizza. And we're chowing down on one of those great bacon cheese, cheddar cheese pizzas here. And it's disappearing quickly. Coach, you brought a couple of players with you. In fact, the side of the building is beginning to sink. A little weight over here. Who did you bring, Coach?
I got our five team captains. We opened it up this year to both juniors and seniors and let the JV varsity sophomore through seniors vote. And they pretty resoundingly picked these five guys. And so I've got Reed Rhodes, who's playing wide receiver and corner for us. I've got Ty Dungy, who's playing tight end and inside linebacker for us. Elijah Hernandez, who's playing offense and defensive line. Nathan Bassett, who's playing safety and tight end. And Jordan Rosetta, obviously playing quarterback for us.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. Guys, welcome. We just have three mics for five of you, so let's start spreading this around. Right, how many of you have been here before? Raise your hands. Almost everybody. All right. So we'll start with the new kid on the end. All right, once again, hit me with your name.
I'm Reed Rhodes.
All right, Reed, and your position?
Cornerback and wide receiver.
All right. How did last Friday go for you? Tell me about last Friday's game.
Went pretty well. You know, whole team played great. A couple mistakes we'll clean up for this week, though.
All right. What's the coach have you working on?
Right now, we're working on coverage and man coverage. Just basic stuff. Get it figured out.
All right. You didn't get beat last week, did you?
What's that?
You didn't get beat last week, did you?
One time I did.
One time. All right. Did you make up for it?
I feel like I did, yeah. Whole game.
Okay. What do you like about this team so far?
We're all pretty connected. Most of these guys have grown up with them my whole life, so that bond is pretty nice.
All right, so are you a senior?
I am, yes.
You're a senior, okay. We've got, what, three seniors, two juniors?
Yeah.
Okay. So junior, senior, junior, senior, senior. Okay. You have to put up with me, folks, there. All right, we're not done with you yet. Tell me about school. What do you like?
I'm pretty big on history. One of my favorite subjects. I'd like to learn about stuff, you know, all the past. It really interests me, I guess. I don't know.
What era do you like best?
I'm big on, like, the Egyptian era.
Really?
I'm not sure what year it is. Yes, my thing.
All right. Well, you're going to be Indiana Jones soon?
Yeah, I know. You can hope, but I'm not sure.
All right. Is that a course of study you'd like to follow?
We'll see how it goes in college, you know, still looking at places. So,
all right,
not sure yet.
Tell me about college. What do you think about?
I thought about staying in state. Out of state doesn't seem like my kind of thing. I like Grants Pass. Grew up here my whole life, so hoping to stick around the area.
All right. Is athletics in the future for you there?
You know, we'll see how the year goes. Not sure yet, though. But, yeah.
Obviously, you're a great football player. Any other sports?
I did wrestling my freshman year, baseball as well. Recently, I just stopped with those. I'm doing track now for here at Grants Pass.
What track event?
Last year, I ran the 400. And the 200 and the 100.
Oh, okay. Sprinter? What's your best time?
My 400 was a 53. 200 was like, I don't remember, honestly. My 100, I ran 11.8, 11.9.
That's pretty good. All right. How does your speed? Where are you in terms of the fastest on the team? Are you the fastest, second fastest?
I'll tell you what, I'm not the fast guy on the team, but when it comes down to football, I feel like I got enough speed to get there and make a play.
All right. Well, all right. Let's see. All right. Let's move on. It's Ty?
Yeah, Tyler.
Tyler. All right. Hi, Dungy. All right. What position, Ty?
I play a tight end linebacker.
All right.
Inside
Why?
Linebacker.
Why?
Why do I play inside linebacker? Predominantly because I like defense way more than offense. And I'm not the fastest, but I like making plays. I like fitting the run. not a big pass guy. I like run plays.
All right, so you're a defensive player. You play both sides, but all right. Now tell me, should the offense pay to get in to see the football game?
Say again.
Should the offense pay to get in to see the football game?
Yeah. Defense. Yeah, defense is more my thing. Didn't really get much on Friday, last Friday, on offense, but this week might be a little different. We'll see.
Okay. What is it about defense that you like? Is it the contact? Is it figuring out what's going to happen? Is it stopping the play? What do you like?
I like stopping the play. The crowd always loves stopping the play. I mean, I don't get those TFLs, getting those like deflections. Those are always fun. That's what I love.
All right. Now tell me about school. What are you interested in?
School. I'm interested in maintaining
my. Besides football.
I'm interested in maintaining my 4.0. I've had that all 4 years. Class wise. I want to say I have a favorite class this year.
With a 4.0, you must be thinking about something in the future.
I'm not really thinking about college. I'm thinking about trade school. I want to be a lineman, I think.
Really? Why?
I don't know. I like the outdoors. I don't think I'd want to work an office job. I don't want to go 4 more years of school. I want to do something.
You take that 4.0 and I think that's absolutely great. And I wish you the very best. Is there a place that came from, being a lineman? I hear lots of people want to work outdoors. I understand that. But why a lineman?
There's a lot of welders in my family, and they always say it's like hard on their body. And welders, they make a lot of money, but on a lineman just seems, I don't know, being up high, it's kind of nice. I don't know, I just don't want to weld, really.
All right, okay. Yeah. How long have you been playing football?
How long have I been playing football for?
No, since how long?
Since second grade? Yep.
Tell me about the fellowship with this team, your companionship.
I think we've got great companionship. All week we've been saying that we're homegrown, and I really do believe that the chemistry on our team is great this year.
Why? Is there a reason for that?
We've been playing together. I've been playing with most of these guys since second grade. Like, I don't know, I just feel like when you play with the same people for that long, against or with, in a small town like Grants Pass, I just feel like the bonds you build, and it's like family. It's like, I go to practice, it's like my second family, leave home.
All right. Thanks, Ty. Hang in there. And it's Elijah? Elijah Hernandez?
Yeah, Elijah.
Scoot that over there. All right. What position, Elijah?
I play left tackle and defensive tackle.
Oh, how big are you?
6 foot. 235.
You need to get some rocks in your pocket here. We need some weight. All right. Do you like the position? What's the best part about
it? Of tackle?
Yeah.
On offense, I just like blocking the fast guys. It's really, like, exciting to know that you're blocking the best guys, you know? And then for defense, I like stopping the run. I like filling my gap. And just feeling good about that, you know.
You like the contact?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. Now, I know you guys have been putting a lot of time in the weight room. How are you doing in the weight room? Are you one of the strongest on the team, you tell me?
Yeah, I'm one of the strongest, probably like the second.
Oh, okay. Well, throw some numbers at me.
I bench 325, I squat 455, and I clean 255.
Okay. Whatever you say. Good. Now, tell me about school. What do you like, Elijah?
I like science. I'm into, like, science, stuff like that.
What science?
I haven't, like, narrowed it in, like, super close, but I thought I liked chemistry.
Really?
Yeah.
I hated chemistry, but that's all right.
Oh, man.
For lots of different reasons for a long time ago, but chemistry. Any ideas what you want to do with that in the future? Do you have any long-term plans yet?
I'm not sure. It's a little far from that, but I was thinking like medical. I thought that just really caught my eye.
Chemistry would convert nicely into a medical career.
Yeah.
Are we talking doctor? Are we talking trainer? What are we talking? Do you have an idea? Wave your magic wand. Go ahead.
Hopefully a doctor. That would be pretty cool.
I would think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Right?
In any specialty or just general practice?
For now, probably general. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay, all right. Now, I've asked almost everybody here about the fellowship, the brotherhood in this team. Give me your impression of it and how it came to be.
Well, I've been playing with these guys since, like, middle school, maybe, like, fifth grade. And it's just been great, like, growing together, seeing each other get big, and then knowing what kind of skills we need or, like, that we've gained, you know? So we all know what we need to work on. We all know what we need to, like, gain, you know?
You've been elected team captain. That means it's a leadership role. How are you going to fill that leadership role?
I think for my position group, I think I already lead. I have a lot of knowledge on the line. I think so.
All right. Do you share it peacefully? Do you get in people's faces? Or do you lead by example?
I would think I lead by example.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Elijah. All right, Nate Bassett, step right up there, Nate. You're one of the seniors here. Nate, like everybody else, tell me your position.
Safety and a tight end.
Safety and a tight end. We've called your name an awful lot in the last couple of years. We certainly have. What do you like about the position?
Which one?
Any one of them. What's your favorite?
I'm a big defensive guy. I like safety a lot. The safety position, it's like the leader of the defense. It's like the quarterback of the defensive side, and I like being able to see everything. And I love the contact and hitting on the defensive side.
All right. So, what do you key on as a safety when you're watching the play develop?
I mean, there's a bunch of different scenarios. It all depends. Like, in certain scenarios, I'm reading for like a run. Certain scenarios, I'm dropping back for a pass. It all depends on like the formation the team comes out in and what our defensive call is.
All right. What's the key to Willamette?
I think just limiting the explosive plays and trying to make them stay out on the field for a long period of time and not letting explosive plays happen would give us enough time to respond back and just not letting the momentum carry too far to their side.
Okay. Do you suspect their conditioning?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. You think you're more conditioned than they are?
Yes. I do think so.
I saw everybody's nodding their head. Yes. Okay.
With how much running we do at practice, definitely.
Well, how much running do you do in practice? Are you allowed to not run?
No. That's every day.
Every day you run?
Every day, always.
Run everything. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Course of study, Nate.
I feel like I'm more heavy into the STEM side, like the math and science side of things.
All right. Is there one in particular, math or science, stands out?
Not really. I've always been decent and liked both, so, and they kind of correlate in some scenarios. So,
any long-term plans?
Nothing set in stone yet. Trying to see where it goes. Hopefully playing either football or baseball at the next level, depending on how everything ends up.
Have you picked out a school yet where you'd like to go?
I have not yet.
All right. Any interest being, anybody tap you on the shoulder, say, are you interested in coming someplace?
A couple, like, junior colleges around the area, but still looking to find the right spot.
All right. Well, keep your options open. Now, you play more than just football, too, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I play baseball.
Baseball. All right. Tell me about your baseball powers.
Yeah, I'm a catcher, so... Oh. Yeah, I think
so
it's
you
also,
like to be in charge of everything, don't you?
I do, yes. Yeah, I've grown up playing both sports forever, so I've gotten pretty good at both. And baseball, I feel like I'm strong athlete behind the play and in baseball, and I enjoy it.
If you went to college and could only choose one, which would it be?
No comment. No.
Coach isn't listening. We'll turn the radio down. He won't hear.
No, I'm not sure exactly yet.
Do you feel you're better at one than the other?
I used to, but I feel like it's kind of, I don't know, I feel like I'm doing pretty well in both sports, so it could go either way.
All right, well, you told me you're a catcher. Tell me about your stick.
I'd say it's pretty good. I mean.
Well, how good is pretty good?
I don't know.
Go ahead, it's you.
Yeah, like
turn on your light here.
Yeah, I'm up there, top of the team, first or second always. And
what are you hitting the lineup?
Last year it was the 3 and the 4 hole. This year it'll probably be around the same because we lost a couple seniors, but it'll probably be like the 3. three of the four.
All right. Well, good, good. Congratulations. Good luck. Good
Thank
luck.
You.
Good luck. All right.
Mr. Rosetta, step right up there.
Hello.
Hi. You still want my job, don't you?
Yes.
You do. Okay. You want to continue the interviews here when?
Yes, yes, that'd be a lot of fun.
Okay, all right. Well, first of all, tell me about obviously you're the quarterback and you've been there for a while. Tell me about your progression in learning that position.
It's definitely been a big step this year with Coach Kennedy and being so knowledgeable. I've taken a lot.
Yeah, he was a quarterback too, right?
Yeah, that helps.
Is that good or bad?
It's awesome. It's really fun. I've been trying to take a step in a lot of my footwork and a lot of my my mechanics, and so that's been kind of the progression this off season.
All right. So has he been good for you?
Oh yeah, love him.
Okay. All
got
right.
to have him as a teacher before he became the coach, and so we got to make a good relationship throughout right. school.
Tell me about school.
School's fun. Yeah. This year's been a lot harder than the past few years. I'm taking a few more APs, and so there'll be a challenge.
All right, enough to graduate early if you wanted to?
I could, but I'm going to stay in school while it's free.
Hey, may as well. Best years of your life right there. All right. Now, I know that you're also a basketball player, so tell me about your basketball skills.
Basketball is a lot of fun. You know, that was really my first love, and so I'm hoping this year to be looking at a conference player of the year. That would be pretty fun. Our team is going to be really young this year, so we're gonna have some battles with some inexperience, but we'll be good.
All right. What do you base that on?
What do I base that on?
Yeah. You say you're going to be good. You're going to carry the team? Put them on your shoulders?
We have a lot of guys that will contribute. I think we're all just together. You know, this summer we spent hours driving up and down the I-5. And so I think we got to become really good brothers, and that's what's going to help lead us
to
that.
So you played on a traveling team this summer?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Local team, or was it a...
It was our local high school team.
Local high school. Okay. All right, good.
So that was good.
Any other sports? You did some baseball, too, didn't you?
I used to, but I mainly do track now, and I throw the javelin in that. And maybe we'll see. Maybe men's volleyball this spring.
Volleyball or track? Are you still flipping coins on that, or can you do both?
Yeah, we're still deciding. You know, Coach Warner, we'll see if he lets me do both, but we'll have to make that decision when time comes.
How far can you throw the javelin?
My best throw was 182 feet.
All right, is that really, really good?
It's good. It was good enough to get me into state, but the school record I'm about 11 feet off of. So that's right.
Can you get that this year? Can you get that extra 11 feet?
We'll see. I think by senior year it's definitely doable, but definitely got to work on a lot of the technique.
All right. Now, you've always said that you wanted to be a sports broadcaster.
Yes.
Hey, take it over. You want to interview these guys?
I like being in the interviewing spot.
Bassett saying no. Why? What questions would you ask them? Would you embarrass them?
No, I'd probably ask the same questions you are. They're pretty great questions. Get us answering.
Well, we've been doing it for a while now. What do you think about Willamette? What's your job against Willamette?
Definitely limit our mistakes on the offensive side. You know, last week we had a few mistakes, but we definitely cleaned them up throughout practice this week. They're a good team. I know a lot of the guys. They're hungry. But just definitely limit the mistakes and go out and compete.
All right. The coach said they put a lot of pressure without blitzing on the South Medford quarterback. So are you ready for that? What do we put in the playbook to keep you? You're going to be more mobile? You're going to throw quicker? What's the plan?
I think just trusting our guys. You know, Elijah's on my blind side, and so I trust him versus just about anyone. You know, they're good, but they're nothing crazy. No, they're going to be great.
Just hit him in the shoulder, folks.
They're going to get pressure. That it is what it is, you know. But definitely get the ball out fast, and just as the game goes on, they're going to get tired. So,
all right. Nate, I ask you about Willamette. I'm going to move down to Elijah already. Elijah, what about Willamette? Any special job for you?
Yeah, they have a great defensive line, so I kind of have to... just lock it in and clean things up. Like,
you'd be going against a bigger guy?
Oh, yeah.
How much bigger, do you know?
He's about 6 inches taller than me and probably 40 pounds heavier.
Oh, he'll just fall harder.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Any technique you ready for him?
No, I trust the stuff that my coaches taught me. Just trusting in my, like, natural skills, you know?
All right.
Ty, scoot over to one of those microphones there.
What's your job against the Willamette Wolverines this Friday night?
My job is going to be we got to contain the run as inside linebackers, so that's going to be my main focus. Make sure to get off linemen when they come to block me at second level. Something I struggled with last week.
What about offensively?
Offensively, I'm looking to get in, maybe get some blocks in, maybe a little bit of pulling action. We'll see what happens.
So put some of their backfield on the backs, huh?
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay. All right. What's your job against the Willamette Wolverines? What's your assignment right now?
Right now, I'm going to cover my side of the field, try and keep the ball out of the way of the receivers.
Can you come up with a pick six?
You know, you always
or
hope
just
for,
a pick, even.
You always hope for one, but we'll see how it goes. You know, got the right place, right time.
All right. Is that one of your goals, or is it just to defend?
Over the season, you got lots of goals. But, yeah, one of my goals is to get one of those picks this year. Hopefully turn into something good.
All right. All right, gentlemen, tell me about the reaction to your team this year, your new coach, your new mantra. How's the student body reacted to you right now so far? And anybody can jump in there.
I think everyone's a lot more bought in. Definitely, I'm involved within the school, and so definitely the talks around classes is like more charismatic. People care more about like what's going on within the team and like the games. I mean, our last Friday game was packed, and I don't think we've had that packed of a stadium in a while.
It was full.
It was full. It was loud. So I think it's definitely impacted the student body. I know Coach Kennedy has done a lot with the teachers, and the teachers are all bought in and supporting us, and so everybody's on our side.
Is that where it came from, the leadership? Coach Kennedy and the rest of the teachers?
It definitely all started with Kennedy when he got the job, and like the first thing was the culture's going to change, as he says, better than before. And so that's the motto of the whole season, the whole year, and the team. So I think that's definitely helped a lot.
What did you think about that mantra, better than before?
I love it.
Why?
Because no matter what you do, you're striving to be better than before, better than yesterday, better than last minute.
Yeah, okay. Nate, what do you think about the new mantra, better than before?
I mean, I love it also. I think it shows a lot, and that, like, in any aspect of life, not just football, you always want to be better and always getting better.
Oh, okay. Elijah, what do you think about better than before? Is there a reason for it? What do you take personally from that?
I think it's just like pushing myself always and constantly trying, and it doesn't matter if you fail, just keep on going and going and going.
All right. Ty, you're next here. Tell me what you think of the new mantra.
I don't mean to copy what everybody else is saying, but I mean, if you always think about better than before, I mean, you'll always be giving your best effort, and if you're always giving your best effort, then you'll always be
suddenly we've got a football game on the screen over behind us. I see lots of people looking at there. All right. And what do you think about the new mantra?
Like my rest of my teammates said, I'm all for it. You know, I'm bought in. I want to be better every day.
All right. Just being better with one thing, what one thing could you be better at?
One thing better at in my game, I think, is
just a little bit better.
I think I have a little quicker reaction time.
Okay.
To the ball and to coverages.
All right, Ty, what would you do just a little bit better in your game?
I'd fit the run a little harder. Hopefully this week I'll fit the run a little harder. That's a big goal of mine this week.
All right. Elijah, a little bit better. What part of your game would be a little bit better?
I'm looking to penetrate the defensive line just more.
Yeah, I'll go for that. Nate, just a little bit better. What part of your game is just a little bit better every time?
Yeah, I would say being able to read and see the field and then trigger on correctly on certain scenarios.
Okay, Jordan, all right. One thing, just a little bit better.
I think just shaking it off, you know, bad play, bad read, bad throw, just shaking it off and moving
short
on
memory?
To the next one. Short memory. Be a goldfish.
Be a goldfish. Gentlemen, has the school bought into that? Have you had any feedback from your classmates? Anybody can step forward.
You know, I've had a couple classes where they ask me on my shirt, what does BTB mean? I tell them better than before. And the student body's bought into it a couple times, too. You know, they really resonate with them. So it's good to see Coach Kennedy's motto getting out to school.
Is it spilling over into the school population?
The school what?
Is that spilling over into the school population? That same mantra? GP better than before?
I've heard people say it before in the hallways. I walk up and down here. They know that I'm a varsity football player, and so it's great to see that community come together.
Now, as a team captain, what kind of responsibilities are thrown your way?
This year, I'm kind of been holding people accountable, you know, making sure we're folks in practice for doing our thing. And like Coach Kenny says, better than before, always. Right.
How do you do that?
I'm not the big guy to get in someone's face and, like, make sure they're kind of doing the right thing. I kind of lead by example. If I'm doing the right thing, hopefully my teammates and classmates look up to me and realize, okay, he's doing the right thing. I had a fault he's doing.
All right. Ty, as a team captain, what kind of responsibilities are you taking on your shoulders?
You should always gotta be doing the right thing. There's always be someone watching. I mean, being a varsity captain, there's always those younger kids looking up to you. And yeah, I mean, you should always gotta be on task.
What do you do to help them?
What, to help my teammates?
Yeah.
I mean, I've had kids reach out this year about like plays and our defense, because I mean, like, we have like a very similar scheme to last year, so I've gotten it down pretty well. So I mean, I don't know, just knowledge stuff, I guess. Plays.
Just sharing,
just informing, yeah.
All right. Elijah. Oh.
I'm looking to, well, as a captain, I think just making sure my guys are focused up and just always doing the right thing.
Your guys, you take possession of those guys, huh?
I mean, yeah, you can say that.
Okay, all right. Do you ever have to get their attention?
Sometimes, but we've tightened things up recently, so
okay,
it's been better.
All right, Nate.
Yeah.
As team captain, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not the most vocal guy around. Like, I'm not a big guy to go and yell and scream at people, but. So I mainly, I feel like, lead by example. But, like, during games and, like, certain scenarios, I can, like, especially at the safety position, you got to be able to communicate and get everything out. But, like, I feel like I lead more by examples than, like, the hoorah getting in people's faces and that type of thing.
All right. When you need to communicate, do you make yourself heard easily?
I do. on game, yes. I do when it's needed.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Jordan, team captain, what are some of the responsibilities you take on your shoulders?
Definitely, like, being as a team captain and a quarterback, there's a lot of attention and a lot of weight on my shoulders. So I like to remind the guys that to just have fun. One thing I like to do is, like, every time we start a drive, I try and say something stupid to make our O-line laugh and get them smiling. So just anything I can do to, like, remind them that we're playing a game, we're supposed to be having fun.
You need a joke writer?
No, I'm horrible at jokes, but I'll normally say something about someone on our line or an inside joke or something just to ease the moment.
All right. Gentlemen, class act, top to bottom, we appreciate you. Thank you very much. Best of luck this year. Come back with a win on Saturday morning, and we're going up with you, as a matter of fact. So, once again, thank you very much for being cavemen and being better than before.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, you've been listening to the Caveman Corner here on KAJO Radio, courtesy of the Insurance Lounge and sponsored by Abby's Pizza. Don't forget, there's still time to come to Abby's and get pick up one of those great bacon and cheddar pizzas. $26.99 right here. It'll feed a lot of football players. Once again, we'll be on the air tomorrow night, pregame at 6:30, live from Willamette High School in Eugene. We hope that you'll join us. Kickoff is scheduled for 7 o'clock right here on KAJO, 99.7 FM, 1270 on the AM band, and streamed on KAJO.com. And good night, everyone.
You have been listening to the Caveman Corner, brought to you by Abby's Legendary Pizza from their Beacon Drive location. You are invited to join us in the Caveman Corner.